I've been thinking about that phrase I heard Wallerstein say. Power, although he said U.S., I say power. Power is a wounded tiger, not a paper one. But it's not a metaphor precise because it can't capture what makes this moment so dynamic. The breakdown of categories. These thoughts came to me as I was rereading What is Freedom and Popper Quote 1 on the page Getting to Our Future Freedom, in which I quote Popper saying, in essence, that the fatal flaw in Marxism was its viewing nature as this object to conquer. Straight up abandonment mindset. And its relegation of we who use our hands to being mere subjects of it, of earth, saying that being actually subjugated to states was somehow a vast improvement over our viewing ourselves as not subject to, but as earth. And in that piece, I wrote that all my life, when the possibility of a world of shared work and responsibility was thrown into the room for discussion, someone would invariably ask, but who will do the dirty work? and it hit me, rereading that, it's like, that's not even an issue anymore. That's an amazing advance. I mean, and it just, you know, it happened without us actually seeing. You know, that's what alchemy means. And suddenly it is, when before it wasn't. So that this living, we are living in the upstart spring, to use that phrase from Christopher Fry. Thank God our time is now. I feel you. But living in this upstart spring means many things. Us reclaiming power, rushing to appear that it ordained it. It always has to stay in charge, you know? It always has to pretend it's leading us. And it is rushing madly. It's real hard for it to maintain that illusion right now. Power rushing to appear that it ordained it, this shift that's being made toward wholeness among formerly privileged, discovering the joy and feeling the earth in one's hands of learning a craft. And really, power can do nothing else but pretend it's licensing this, licensing us to solve its overconsumption problems for it. But even so, it will never willingly let go, and pushes its scientists ever more ruthlessly to layer ever higher, even higher, its divide, that divide between the scientists and us. You know, they really think that all they have to do is just devise these weapons of mass confusion and destruction and keep that technological edge so that they can isolate those who they consider to be the ringleaders, apply their devious devices, and have them either run for cover or be buried under. But that only works if the rest of us allow it, because we got the tools to multiply the ringleaders. We must all be ringleaders. You feel me? We really do. We really do have to put these thoughts that seemed previously taboo in our minds. This world is not conclusion, this world of class. A species called freedom is beyond. And we're manifesting it as we speak. Now we have to do it consciously. So what we're seeing is the last stand for power. So it's a dangerous, dangerous power we're facing. So the wounded tiger image is fit for helping us see the danger of this moment, the damage that extends as far as we allow it, for we have the tools to stop it now if we fold our moves together. In every nation, tend together toward planning leisure and away from authority. Once we prioritize solidarity and refuse to be the state.